We start from the beginning. And that's a way over in London, England, across the ocean. My grandfather, Dad and Mum, lived there. They were brought up there. My grandmother, Mum, was a very rich lady. Came from a rich family. And Dad was a very poor man. He came from a very poor family. So Dad got a job with Mum's father and mother as a coachman. And he served as a coachman there for quite a few years. So during the, as time went on, Mum and Dad got kind of sweet on one another. So finally they thought they'd like to get married. But Mum knew that her father and mother would never stand for their daughter marrying a poor man like Dad. No way. So they conceived the idea, not a new one, I don't suppose, of eloping. Running away from home, you know. You saw that, haven't you? So that's what they did. And where do you suppose they wanted to come? They wanted to come to the United States. Well, they said, they decided that's what they'd do. So they get on some kind of a big freighter. It wasn't one of these luxurious liners, you know. Dad couldn't afford to pay for anything like that. They get on this old freighter, and he worked his way and paid for the expense of the trip, the boat ride. So they landed at Halifax, Nova Scotia. It wasn't long before they get married. And it wasn't long before they got a home of their own there in Halifax, Nova Scotia. And it wasn't long before they began to have a family. And they had a family of five or six children. And my mother was one of them. And that's, her name was Margaret. Margaret Adelaide Clark. That was her name. Clark. And she married my father, George Henry Nicholson. He was a Scotchman. And Mum was an Englishman. Well, I guess that's about the end of it. Well, my father lived in Halifax and had a nice business and worked for the city of Halifax, by the way, for a good many years.
How many children?
And he had eight children. And I'm the second one. Second oldest in the family. And we had eight in all in the family, and only one of those was a girl. Is a girl. And still is. She's still alive. But out of that family of eight children, and father and mother, that's ten. Out of the whole ten, that family of ten, only two are living today. And I'm one of them. And my sister Mabel is the other.
I'll name off all the other kids' names, because they've always asked me, and I can't think of them. Like Charles Clifford,
your brother.
The first one in our family, the oldest one in our family, was Charles Clifford. Now, I came next. I'm the second. And I'm Edgar Wellesley. And then the next one, that's Frank, and his name was Frank Wesley. Well, the next one that came along was Clyde, and his name was Clyde Melvin. And the next name that come around was Roy, and his name was Roy Avender.
Roy what?
Avender. Roy Avender.
That's an odd name.
So the next one was Mabel. Mabel Margaret, named after her mother, Margaret. And the baby was George Henry, named after my father. That's the whole damn family.
What about
family.
Keith? You left out Keith.
Oh, they left off one. Yeah, Keith, Keith came after Roy. And Keith's name was Keith Albertus.
That's great.
Keith Albertus.
Albertus.
Well, that's the whole Nicholson family in a nutshell.
I bet she was reading a book and she saw those names, Albertus.